Well, it was a controversial and a packed city hall at their last meeting, and the mandate on paid sick leave, earned sick and safe time did pass with some modifications. Ashley Northey of Vision Duluth joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more about it. Ashley, good morning, and thanks so much for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about some of the controversy that surrounded this bill. And we were talking a little bit before we went on the air that social change does happen at the expense of some people. And sometimes history is lost, the stories of the people that said, well, we can't manage without child labor, for example, or, you're mandating a minimum wage. We can't pay that. And it is a struggle, and it does happen sometimes with some growing pains.
Yeah, I think that generally some folks are afraid of change. They like doing the things the way that they've always been done. But with this earned sick and safe time policy, passing it at the city, it's just passing another basic worker right. It should be a basic right to all employees. It's already passed in several cities, counties. I think there's 9 statewide ordinances across the country right now. And for us, it was kind of like a no-brainer, a next step in the process of worker protections across the city of Duluth.
Now, you mentioned as we were talking that there were some that you might have expected small business to be most affected, and yet there were some small businesses that were speaking in support of this ordinance, or actually were already kind of ahead of the curve. Tell me about that.
Yeah, exactly. So we did have an opposition to this, and I think part of the confusion is that it was like business against workers, and that's not the case. The opposition was the opposition. The opposition was not business. There are several businesses that are already implementing this across the city. Most of the businesses who were really active on our campaign, who were speaking out in support, contacting the city councilors, the mayor, speaking at city council, those were the small businesses, like Northern Water Smokehouse, Snooty Fox, Duluth Coffee Company, Vikra, Small Batch. There were numerous other small businesses, but they were the ones who really have that personal connection with their employees. And we found that the businesses that spoke out the most, I'm not speaking for all of the opposition, but the ones who kept reappearing at city council meetings were the ones who had were larger in size and maybe had a not as good of a connection with their workers on a relationship level.
Do you think that matters as we look at a lot of some of these changes, that when people are actual individuals instead of, you know, faceless, you know, bodies seated at desks, perhaps,
sure,
or, employee numbers on a spreadsheet, that it starts to, people start to be able to connect more in a human level?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Like I was saying, with the small businesses, they have personal connections with their employees. They truly treat their employees like a member of their family or a personal friend, and they trust them. They trust them that when they say they need to take time off, they need to take time off. And one of the biggest, two of the biggest wins that we had on this ordinance, because obviously there were compromises on both sides, which is going to happen in a situation like this, is we were able to get language passed to include businesses with five employees or more. Also, one of our biggest wins was we have chosen family language in our ordinance, which means that you do not need to be biologically related to somebody or married to somebody to consider them a family member, which is a huge win, because some people take care of other people's children. Some people take care of neighbors, friends when they're sick or when they need safe time.
Well, and that's just true. There is, because we live so far frequently from our biological families, we do create what you talked about, a chosen family, and people, again, neighbors or good friends that maybe their own biological family is someplace else, and to be able to have this time to look after them. So now that the ordinance has passed, and I think somebody said, I remember somebody saying once that it's a good compromise if both sides are unhappy. But now that the ordinance is passed, when does it go into effect?
Well, the implementation date is 1-1 of 2020. So we still have a whole another year to get kind of the, I want to say kind of like the less flashy details, like figured out, like implementation and how the enforcement process is going to work, things like that.
And do you expect that? Do you have the sense, or did you have the sense from people that were coming forward and talking at the city council meetings that anybody was going to say, this is going to cause our business to go under, or this is really going to be devastating, that they would, that this wouldn't be enough time for them to regroup in some ways? Is this enough time for people who are concerned about this to regroup?
Well, I think it's essentially a year and a half, so there's plenty of time to assess the needs of all of those parties who are concerned, who this is going to affect. I'm not sure if the narrative from the opposition was really this will destroy businesses. There were definitely like some very far out folks who were saying things like that, but the majority of people who kept showing up were just concerned about implementation and also there were a few folks talking about just let businesses do the right thing. But historically, that hasn't actually worked when we allow businesses to always just make the best decisions. There are people out there, so many people out there who will make the best decisions. But there's also those people who are going to exploit their workers and, for instance, like make people work overtime and not pay them or that overtime. That's why there are overtime laws.
That was the first 20 years of my work history.
Yeah.
Back in the day working in commercial radio. Wow. Yeah, because there was none of that back in the day. There was none of that. So just to kind of recap for folks, full and part-time workers get an hour of paid sick or safe time for every 50 hours worked, and they can accrue up to 64 hours a year and use a maximum of 40 hours a year. And seasonal workers are exempt from that. And that must have been a compromise that made people a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, that was a compromise we weren't necessarily happy about, because we do have a lot of employers, because we are a tourist town, that do have the seasonal employees during the summertime. And I guess my biggest concern with that is, how do we define seasonal employee? Like, what is going to prevent a business from labeling somebody as a seasonal employee for 6-9 months, and then they aren't able to access, or they're putting the time in at work, but they're not able to accrue any of this basic benefit?
Right. Mm-hmm. How does this work if, for example, moving forward after this has been implemented, and then you discover that there is a bump? Businesses are being classified in a certain way, or somebody, maybe there's a loophole, and that maybe workers are exploiting, for example. There's a bump in the implementation, or there's a bump in the process somewhere. Mm-hmm. Then can you go back and say, yeah, we need to take a second look at this, or we need to add or subtract or modify some language?
Yeah, I think there will definitely be a learning curve. There are Minneapolis and St. Paul have already implemented this. Duluth has a very like an ordinance that is more specific to Duluth's needs, and that's both good and bad. But we can look at how other cities have implemented and enforce this ordinance that already have it into effect. And then we will just work together with the business community, the workforce, and the city to make sure that we are all working together to overcome those obstacles.
Well, and the task force, of course, was implemented, and so they did a lot of this work so that the process, we didn't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right, exactly.
Ashley, thank you so very much for coming in and talking to us this morning. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Ashley Northey, our guest this morning, she's with Vision Duluth talking about the newly passed ordinance that mandates Duluth employees get paid sick leave, sick and safe time.